This episode was a nail biter. There's people almost dying everywhere. Felicity is reclaiming her time. And who doesn't love breakfast for dinner? This is the AfterBuzz show. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, we got the boss bringing us in. I had to look that up. I didn't remember.
The boss?
I forgot Bruce Springsteen's nickname.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because he's the
now
boss.
Now you do.
Why are we using this song?
Because this song is Bruce Springsteen's song called The Ties That Bind. Welcome, everybody, to After Buzz, the penultimate Season 6 Arrow episode. Doesn't penultimate mean before the last?
Yes.
Before the last. Good job.
I'm from Oklahoma. Don't know sometimes. So, you guys, we just hurry up and introduce you. But seriously, we've got, I mean, it was just Diaz. This guy was like, he was like a guy that just didn't know how to say no. He just kept, I'm going to kill you. Like, this was, I need a Valium from this episode. It was so intense. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some AfterBuzz news that's coming up. And we're going to talk about somebody on this panel. And it's not me. And it's not Carolina. And it's not Linda. So it's Olivia. Matt, Stephen, and Mel today.
Today.
Matt, I was like, did you feel of his arm? So we've got a lot of stuff coming. And we're going to break down this episode. And you guys, Olivia already needs to chill because Felicity
was so good
she's
today.
She's freaking out.
So I'm just going to start it off. Hi, guys. I'm Olivia Di Bartoli. Felicity was so good tonight. She was like a warrior princess.
I love it.
And I can't believe there's only one episode left. I'm just so excited.
How long have you had that one in the bag, a warrior princess?
I just made it up just now.
From Xena, that like 1990 show.
Oh, yeah, that's a
like, keep
show.
That in the mag and you pop it out. And she's like, she had a warrior princess moment. Up comes the cue.
You look like a warrior princess with your hair, Carolina.
Thank you. It's called It Was Wet, and I put it into Rey-style Star Wars buns. Because
we like it.
I call it my combat ponies.
What are you looking forward to? What tips talking about today?
All of it. Oh, it was so nice seeing everybody on the same side. That canary cry was bad.
Oh, that was cool.
Hey. And, yeah. Also, what was that parent line? I have words for you, Oliver.
That was some words for you. Yeah. We're going to get to that. Linda Antwi,
yes. I want to talk about all of it, but I had a hard time with this whole episode. Like, I just...
Uh-oh. Linda keeps it real.
I had a hard time, but we'll talk about it. But I did like Diggle and his wife, Lila. Their fight scenes, and it reminded me, and I'm trying to think of the movie with Brad Pitt.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I had that all day long. I was like, oh my God.
The movie where he cheated on Jennifer Aniston.
Why did he lose his real wife?
Movie.
He was actually married, and now he wasn't because of that movie.
You see how they took it all the way there? I was just talking about the fight scenes.
Yeah. It was
that's all. Specifically the fight scenes.
I love that movie.
That's true.
That movie's a great movie.
That's all.
That movie's a great movie.
# Linda's So Real is already happening, Linda.
You know what? With these three, someone has to be the real one.
That's true.
And as always, invoking our old pal, Ali Kona, Bradford, old host of the show, you are just as much part of this show today, too. Mm-hmm. So, you guys, I have to say, we're going to totally go off the rails.
Wait, is there a ghost here?
No, it's our panel, our live chat. I have to say.
Oh, Allie's in the live chat?
Didn't know Ali Kona.
No.
She used to host the show and she would always say, and as always, you're our fourth guest and out there in the world. And they are.
Oh, you freaked me out. I was like, is she having a Beyonce Holy Ghost moment?
I got to send this to Ali Kona. She'll love that. But I just do want to say, like, we all get so excited when we start the show because we're watching a show on West Coast and then we go in. And I love it. I open my YouTube and I put chat and it just goes vroom, it just makes me so excited. So I hope you know that we all get giddy over that. So we're excited to hear.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Cullen Prime. Hi, Xavier Blob.
Yes.
Ivan. Always Ivan.
Always Ivan. We love my what did I call him last week? He's my
AfterBuzz boyfriend. Even though
he's probably not. It's fine. I love him. Anyway. All right, everyone. Well, let's jump into the tie that binds. So I really liked how this episode, it just got me because it started with everybody kind of having their calm, beautiful moments. They're cooking breakfast for dinner. Diggle is getting his arm checked out.
Yeah, he is.
He has a really hot arm. That's all I'm going to say. I told last people in the comments, like, okay, I'll bring it down to the hot guys. But if it's Diggle with his shirt off, I can't make promises.
I gave you a good arm squeeze during the live stream so that you could
and
enjoy
Diggle
it.
And Diggle and Lila are together now. And then Curtis is with his boyfriend. And they're... And then Renee and his daughter. And then I love that everybody's doing peace. And Dinah's just like still beating up.
That's so like angry.
That's her calm place.
I actually like Dinah in this episode.
Yeah, I
really enjoyed her. And that canary cry that she did where it bounced back was fabulous. It was, so good job on the writing, the CGI, VFX, whatever. I liked it.
Yeah. I think that means she's
go Dinah for once.
So we had this and we're like, oh, great. It's all Everyone's happy. And then he gets a text from Rihanna and Holly, and literally, ship hits the fan.
I didn't say the word,
but something hits the fan. And it's so, what were you going through? Just what kind of stood out for you in that whole kind of chaos section?
I mean, I loved that opening scene. Just like you said, like, it was so good. And I love that they were all together and then they all got attacked at the same time. And I it was good seeing, like, each person with their, like, individual family member or each person that they loved together.
Yeah, it was good for me when you saw, like, each person just chill, right? Like, they haven't had a moment where they were just chilling. And you got to see, like, the sun, and then you got to see, like, the couples and all of that in the midst of the drama. But you knew that they were building up to something, like, you could feel it. And I thought that as soon as those guys came a-blazing, I mean, we knew it was over from there. But what was great is that it also brought it full circle and it brought the team together. Yeah. So although they were under attack, they still reached out to each other like, hey, we're under attack, 911. And then they came together in the end.
Yeah.
Carolina?
I was pumped. I was so pumped for the fight choreography. I actually
went on my IMDb Pro
because I wanted to shout out the stunt coordinator. But the stunt coordinator is not listed for this episode. Dang it. They have 10 stunt players. 2 of them are doubles. So if any of you know
who
the stunt coordinator is for this specific episode, tell me. I want to tweet him and be like, dude, this episode, mad props. It was great. Incredible.
Especially the Oliver. I love the
Oliver, the
hand-to-hand. Dina's too, though.
Well, no, she was great. But I feel like sometimes, I guess they've got so much other stuff going on. And it was cool, like, with no bow and arrow, you forget that Oliver is a badass. Yeah. And he can do and, like, go there. And so that was...
Yeah, he just did it with his hand. Like, hand-to-hand combat. Yeah. It was awesome. I was like, get it, Oliver.
Great.
Yeah. No wonder you're number one.
From the grappling to, like, the kick sequences. I want to go back and watch it again. Just to kind of slow it down and see. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. So shout out to the stunt coordinator. I don't know who you are because IMDb did not designate you. So you should fix that.
You should fix that.
Because I have questions.
So the team's back together.
Yay!
Yay!
Y'all know that I've been on the island by myself of not necessarily hating all of Team Newbies. So in someone, I forget who. I mean, maybe it was Silver Watcher. Someone said in the chat before we started the team back together, and I was like, yay, I'm excited. But did y'all?
I like that it wasn't just the new team that was back together. It was like everybody. Like Lila was there. Like everybody from the beginning. I mean, obviously, we're missing, you know, Roy and Thea, but everybody was there together.
And Quentin.
Yeah, and Quentin. He wasn't even in this episode at all.
No Black Canary, or Black Siren, no Quentin.
They will be next episode, though, for sure. Yeah. But I like that we were all together, and then when Curtis said suit up, I was like,
yeah,
I got goosebumps.
Yeah,
did you?
And I feel like that balanced it out, like having Lila and Felicity, like the whole team, like it was less annoying that there was like a new team, old team.
Oh,
it was
so
more
nice.
Just like one team.
I even wrote it down. Look, Matt, I was on the island with you for a moment. It's nice to see everyone back together.
Okay, see what? Now, what did they
that
think of the chat?
That doesn't mean I like Homeboy anymore.
I know.
But I appreciate all of them working together.
Blob says the team was that team was crowded as heck though. They needed to make more make room for Roy ASAP.
Can nobody be happy?
Nobody will be happy.
Oh, Ragman too. Ivan Soto. You know, He was good.
I wasn't on the panel when this, but did y'all like Ragman?
I liked him.
I loved Ragman.
I loved his powers. They were so weird and cool.
Yeah, I liked him. Something supernatural. Linda, did you like Ragman?
I did, actually.
Carolina?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so bring back Ragman. That's what we... No, don't. We've got too many.
I have to find it. I actually have a video. I sent you guys a video today, but from Comic-Con... where someone asked Stephen Amell if he could, like, cross into another world that they haven't already crossed into, and he nominated Supernatural. How great would it be to see Arrow and Supernatural?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Would.
People's heads
would explode. They'd lose their mind. Now, I can't even say it.
Now, Linda Ann Twee did have one beef, she said during the show, that she felt like, you felt like in the fight that Diaz bested Mr. Terrific too quickly, right? You felt like you wanted more.
Well, because in the comics, Mr. Terrific is, like, Mr. Terrific. Yeah. He's a triathlon. He's a hardcore fighter. He's the best of the best. And I just thought that this fight scene was not realistic to me.
But now to play devil's advocate, technically Diaz in the comics is also an incredible fighter and grappler. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen that at all.
On both ends, season.
Yeah. And
so it would have been nice to see that dragged out a bit more.
Or just... not the knife, like actually have a fight where it didn't look like Mr. Terrific was getting his butt kicked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like so quickly. Like if they're both...
Who's going to win? He's a 100. Yeah, okay.
But that's been my problem the whole season is that I feel like Diaz, who's supposed to be this great fighter, we haven't really seen him fight. We've seen him pull out his guns and like shoot people and thug it out. Yeah, or knife people. But except for that one scene where we saw him act hand to hand, you haven't seen that. So it's not believable for me. For fight scenes like that, when all his go-to is just, I'm going to stab you or shoot you.
They should have at least dragged it out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Like, it was so quick. They started fighting, and then bam, it was over. And I was like, that was so fast. Mr. Terrific is supposed to be so good, and he's just not in this.
No. You know. And then can I just say to whoever does the makeup, like, Mr. Terrific got his face bashed in. Really badly.
And then the next day, he was like, flawless.
He's like, flawless.
Maybe he was on RuPaul's Drag Race and they beat his face to filth. Beat it to filth.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a whole
that sounds
new
good.
Side for Mr. Terrific. Yeah,
like if you really do somebody's makeup, it's called beat their face.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you beat it to filth means it's gagging. It's gorgeous.
Oh.
I feel like I just crapped so glitter. Makeup. Like, literally just like... pulled down my rainbow pants and crapped glitter. I got so gay. But that's what it is. It just beat your face to the gods.
I'm Monday. Is that
Carolina was with
me. Like, is that a bad thing?
Right.
You're a little gay, so you get it.
I'm pretty straight, actually.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, a gay man.
Get
we're off the rails. I was about to tell Linda to leave the library. It's not going to happen. I'll just do it. I'm just going to.
Let's
hear about Maria Menounos, and we're going to jump right into it. Talk amongst yourselves.
Don't mind the tears. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
Yes.
For those of you who do, have we got a podcast for you? Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be a better person in all aspects of life. From wealth and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us from Arrow that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
I was laughing in the middle of it because I started thinking you guys really should just let her know that Matt double T double R with the rainbow under Ruse sent you.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I like that somebody in chat just said, my goodness, Matt bringing RuPaul into this.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Yeah. That's what the crossover should be. It should be Oliver on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't beat up those queens.
You
know,
he already wears enough makeup on the show.
You should just tweet it out to Steven and see if it runs with him. No, you can tweet it.
Okay, I'll
tweet
it.
And I feel Oliver needs a little laugh in his life anyways.
He does need a little uptight.
I feel like he would like put drag queens to shame.
Maybe.
I feel like he would do it.
Maybe.
Like,
I'm going to keep plowing, though. We're going to get the buzzer, and I don't want to get it. So I'm going to stay on topic. See, aren't you proud of me, Tony? So let's talk a little bit.
No, he's crying.
He's crying. Let's talk about Oliver and the team. Oliver, they know that they've already been compromised in the old bunker, and then sure enough, they're burning that to the ground.
Yeah.
They really are, which scares me a little bit for the finale. they're like metaphorically and literally burning Team Arrow, everything. Like getting rid of everything. So now they're going to this second bunker.
But didn't they have that in season 4? Remember when?
Yeah, this is
I was like, I feel like I've seen this before.
You do not want to be a landlord to Oliver Queen.
No,
there you go.
It's not going to be
not one bunker, but two bunkers.
You want to be insured? That's for dang sure.
I feel like he owns them.
Probably.
Or
although Oliver's not rich anymore,
he's not
right?
rich anymore.
Again, when a billionaire goes broke, he just has millions of dollars.
That's kind of true. That's true. That's true.
He's even said this before. Yeah, the dude true. Is not broke like
he's
that.
He's not broke. Yeah, but, that's true.
Yeah,
he's not like
he went from a B to an M. He's okay.
He's okay. So now, not bad. Just start over. So let's talk about they're in the new space. And Oliver, Linda's already, and Oliver kind of gathers them all together and he asks them, they all want to just go guns blazing. Mm. He's like, no, let's wait. And he asked them to trust him. Mm. So my Shocking. Question to all of you, would you have trusted Oliver?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
That was quick.
Yeah, because he doesn't normally put himself out there like that. And he always wants... He always wants the best for everyone, and he's usually only self-destructive to himself. That's and any time he's been destructive towards people, it's because he's pushing them away, not because he's doing anything bad to them. So if I was on Team Arrow and he came to me and I'm in that situation and he says, trust me, I'd say, wow, you're asking for, okay.
Because he didn't demand it. Normally he's like, do this. Yeah, I'm failing this.
That's true. He was asking. Kind of,
but he's like also learned that that doesn't really work for him with this team. Look at the divide that it's caused, and they are free to leave. But there they are, and he knows he needs their help. And I thought it was very humble of him to ask for that.
And he did say right after, he's like, I know I don't deserve your trust right now. And he gave like a good speech. And I would probably trust him.
Most of the people in the chat are saying yes. JJ saying yes. Silver Watcher saying yes. Colin Prime. Emily Norton says, maybe I would.
Emily hasn't decided yet.
Emily's waiting. What about you, Linda?
I feel like Emily, I'd be like, well...
Linda keeps it real.
I'm a little skeptical, but the way he said it, I agree with all of you. Like, he didn't demand it. He just said, like, please trust me, and I know that it's going to be hard for you, which would be my reaction. Yeah. It's hard for me after everything that we've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I would trust him because I think that that's what brought the group together. And you're... I don't know what the saying is, your enemy of your enemy is your friend or whatever.
No, that's the saying. You got it. Boom.
Boom. The thing I liked is that, I mean, most people have watched the show from the beginning, but as a fan who's watched the show from the beginning, because some people jumped in, you know, a season or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
But really, for someone who knows so much of the history of Anatoly and what that is for Oliver, I like that they brought that in. That was like... It was opposite of what's happening on Riverdale, where they're just throwing stuff against the wall.
You just got all the shows here today.
I love it when they take something that is, they take something that's been, I mean, obviously Anatoly's been, but, you know, the whole Russian thing, all that was several seasons ago. That was, but we remember how close they were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what do you think about Anatoly putting himself on the line? Do you think this is going to end well for him?
I like it because it brings the world of Star City and Arrow full circle. Like, they've really built a world for us to live in as viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring people back who are still alive, I hate when shows, like, introduce people and then they're just, like...
I hate that, too.
Forever gone. And you're like, oh, okay. I like that they bring people back constantly and consistently, like how they bring back... oh my goodness, I'm like blanking the Lazarus Pit people.
Oh, you mean the League of Assassins?
Yes, I like how they bring the League of Assassins back. I like that they bring Anatoly back. And who knows, like we could have Constantine back. I know that he's on Legends right now.
They brought Chance back for a second.
Yeah, it's nice to see these people intermingle and not just during the big
crossover.
They do a
good job with that on this
show.
They
do such a good job, and that's why the show is so successful.
And Anatoly has been kind of a pillar this whole season. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been there, and I feel like I had felt it from the beginning that he was going to stay. I mean,
it never felt right with him being bad.
It never felt right, and him and Oliver were like brothers. They were blood, like they were brothers in the Bratva. They were everything to each other, and there was no way for me that he was going to betray Oliver. And I knew that he was going to come back.
And I think that's what makes it. Amazing that he's going to be the key to bringing Diaz down and perhaps keeping Oliver and himself closer again.
Yeah. They've got the best mole in there, and they don't even know it.
I know. He almost got
really,
caught.
He was really good in that scene, though, when he, like, lying.
Getting choked.
Yeah, and he was like, I always have to tell truth to Bratva.
Oh, my goodness. You're Russian. Where's my
it was
vodka.
Great, right? Was it like
it was dead on.
It was just like, I was right. You're right in Russia.
Yeah. Like, here's your bottle of vodka.
Hello, my name is Martin. Yeah. I drink vodka.
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 Yeah.
Vodka.
No.
Oliver, you have failed this city. That's good,
that
right?
Good. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, thank you. Boy. I'm not going to look at the chat right now.
Wait, but as we're talking about Anatoly and kind of like how we're at the penultimate episode towards the season finale, I want to bring up, because we're talking about what we think is going to happen, I read an interview with Mark Guggenheim, and he says he's alluded that tonight's
he's
actions...
He's the showrunner for this show, for people that don't know.
Yeah, yeah. He's the showrunner, and he's alluded that tonight's actions lead us directly into season 7's consequences, and it's a very unconventional finale. So
Is it going to keep on edge?
He's been peppering. So this entire season, we felt that there wasn't enough resolution and there were all these loose strings. So apparently, they've been peppering throughout the whole season what's to come. It's all been foreshadowed from day one. So it'll be great to see what it is, because he's like, for people that have figured it out, because some have, he said in the interview, great. He's like, but for others, I'm really looking forward to the surprise. And then being like, oh, because they can look back and see all the foreshadowing. So I wonder what that will be. I want to hear people's thoughts on that.
And just to jump in what she's saying.
Please.
This is all going to wrap up this season as well, because he's stepping down as showrunner. This season is his last. So next episode will be his last. And I think Beth Schwartz. Yeah, she's stepping in. So I think he's just really wrapping this whole...
Maybe that's why they brought all of everybody together in these next couple episodes. Like, you know, we'll see Laurel. Everybody's going to be there.
White Canary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, everyone is going to come back as a final shebang.
Maybe she'll get her cry that you've been dying for.
Oh, that would be so...
I know. I tweeted her about it.
Get your
she
cry.
She didn't care.
No.
I like she that cares. Someone in the chat, Matt Shamblou, just said... in a Russian accent, mat chill. I don't read that. But, oh, White Canary. Okay, so you said White Canary. It totally just distracted me. But derailed no, I think. You. Okay, so let's. Before I want to talk a little bit about. Well, no, let's talk about this and then I'll. What do we think about the whole Felicity and Oliver when she went in there in the middle of that fight? I was tense.
I was tense.
I was afraid. I know they're not going to kill Felicity.
Of course not.
Look,
of course
not. I said it, and Olivia, if you're listening to the podcast,
took a step
Olivia
back.
Backed away to the table. You know, like when somebody farts real quickly, and you're like, whoa. Like, that's
don't
what you do.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. Yeah. But yeah, so they're not going to kill Felicity.
No.
But I was still, and I think that goes to the good job they did this episode. I was nervous. Were y'all or no?
No. Yes.
You
have a
bone
to pick.
First
with
of all, she has been in the fighting before. This wasn't her first time like jumping into the action. She's done it before. I don't know why he's so concerned this time. Maybe because she's
the mom and
the wife.
But she doesn't have a gun. They're all shooting.
She's never done it before.
She's never had a gun.
She's never had a gun. She's done it before. She's been in the trenches before. You know, like yes, most of the time she's just Overwatch and she just watches them and helps them from above, but. This time she jumped in, and she has jumped in before, and I was not concerned for her at all because she's a warrior.
She
was a warrior.
And earlier this season, she saved Oliver, remember, when she jumped in. So sometimes she just has to jump in and
so do you think she should have listened to Oliver? Do you think she made the right call?
No, I made the right call.
I think she should listen to her husband.
But can
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Linda, you guys. Linda almost.
I was like, what year?
She almost jumped over the stage.
No, I'm creepy. I kind of.
Wait, where? I know I'm in America, but like, where am I right now?
But I actually, I joked about that.
He is from Oklahoma.
Too much Handmaid's Tale.
No offense to Oklahoma.
No, you can say it. I bring that up as a joke because I did have that a little bit like while watching. I was like, okay, Oliver, I know you're the Green Arrow, but it feels a little sexist that you like want the wife to stay home with the kid.
He was just being protective of her too. Like he loves her so much and he's always loved her, but he's just like trying to be overprotective.
So
and
do you think it's not a woman thing? Like if Oliver was gay married, he would still tell his gay husband
for
to
sure.
stay home?
He would do the same thing for Oliver.
Okay.
Yeah, or for William.
Okay,
he would do that. And that's why I'm concerned if they ever do have a baby, because he's going to be so overprotective. He's going to be so overprotective of all of them.
Wait, I'm so upset. Wait, let me backtrack a little bit. Before sure, she did. Hopped in, he was like, you can only come if you stay outside. You're a parent now.
What is he?
You?
Wait, hang on. Number one, uh-oh. Oliver, you lied about this child and you hid him from her.
That's true.
And you were like, this is not your problem. This is not your issue.
Oh, he
and
was. You get married, that's true.
And all of a sudden he's like, well, you're a mom now. Yeah. Oh, well, you're a father and you actually did this one.
Don't ever get in a fight with Carolina because she will remember things, people. She will remember.
Like an elephant.
And cut you.
Jesus.
I was literally livid.
But that's a great point.
Did you see my face when he said, I was like, what?
He literally did tell her that was not a problem.
Number one, he's a father.
Yeah.
And that kid already lost his mother. And as great as Felicity is, she's wonderful and loving, but she's his stepmom.
Yeah.
She what is that line?
That was a weird line.
Rage.
It was
rage. If I could have spewed lava, I would have.
Oh, I think you are.
If you guys are listening and not viewing, she has her finger out, like, all the way pointing. Like,
all the way pointing.
Like, I'm yelling at them all the way in Canada. Yeah. I'm like, what was that line?
Yeah, that was a weird line.
Green lit. No, I'm so mad.
How come no one tells Carolina to chill?
Nobody's killed, yeah.
Because they agree with me.
It's true.
I know. We just get the chills all the time.
Even you got to chill.
I got to chill. Already.
You gotta chill. You gotta chill.
I didn't even start and I had a chill. I didn't even cry yet today, you guys.
It'll come for all of you. You know, and chill is a good word that if you ever want to leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, just, hey, that give us 5 stars and put, this show needs to chill. That's fine. Whatever you want. No, put what you like about the show. Share the show with a friend. We do this show for free because we love it. We love doing Arrow. Yeah. We love the show. We love AfterBuzz. We love Kevin Marie. And so it just helps share the love, Sugars. And
Sugars.
Subscribe to the podcast. My mother she was like, I look at your podcast, but how about find the new one? I was like, just subscribe. And then it tells you. And she went, oh! So if you don't know, hit the subscribe button to YouTube, podcast, wherever, and then you'll just get an update. Yeah. Whenever we have a new episode, you'll just get it.
I really feel that your mom would be offended if she heard your voice.
She's actually a very, very smart woman. So
she should
probably
come on to our show. That would be legit.
No, she
Matt's worked, like,
my mom
works.
Matt's like,
no. I would have to be a totally different
I love my mother. No. I would have to be a little. She was like, Matthew, I can't believe you said that.
You said that.
I can't believe you said that.
Why
Matthew?
You gotta be so dirty?
Matt started off real hot to show.
It's
good
true.
Thing we weren't live yet.
It's true.
Good thing.
Very, very. My mother worked for the IRS. She's like a hardcore. I'll be scared. Okay, so yeah, leave a review, everybody. We appreciate that. Now let's get into kind of the nitty-gritty into this. I mean, it was just, I mean, really, I could have said, this episode's about Diaz just trying to kill everyone.
Everybody.
And that's pretty much the episode. But so there, we kind of get like 3 different times that he tries to do this. So now he is like, this was pretty dire. So they've already lost the first place, their first crib, hideout,
yeah,
whatever. They lost that
one. It's called a bunker, but continue.
Bunker. They go to
They went
to the PD. They lost that, although that was an awesome Lila and Diggle moment, too, by the way. I love that.
Yes.
And their little quote together.
I liked them together.
They were the dynamic duo.
They
kind
of were.
Usually, I don't like their dynamic, and I don't think they have chemistry, but today, I was like, okay.
They did.
Prove me wrong.
You want to know what is? They needed action.
They do.
Because usually, they're just sitting there and, where is so-and-so?
Yeah.
But they had action. And they're like, yes.
Because you know they, like, go and, like, people, and then they come home and, like, do it.
Yeah. I love that.
Like, no, but it's like passionate.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
Matt, they know. The people know. Okay.
It's so not where I was going with that, but no. Thanks.
I'm just saying.
So back on track.
You know, she began. Diggle picks her up and carries her. And I say, Diggle, and he's like, Matt, I know. I mean, Lila.
Matt, I know.
Sorry. I'm kind of confused. No, but seriously.
You're getting a match.
You're going to get a
chill for sure. So, but they had great. I would like it. I loved it so much. I would be down with like a Diggle Lila spinoff. It was like a
they're
running
good.
Something.
But they would have to have action all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. So now Diaz, they are in their last kind of hideout, and they're gassing the place, and they're trying to get this. And here's the thing. Carolina, did you say this during the... Did you say, why is Felicity... Why can't she do this on an iPad?
True.
Like, they're stuck to a computer.
I did. I got so mad. She's like, 5 more minutes. I'm like, has this girl not heard of a laptop? Can somebody get Felicity an iPad? You can plug in a thing to an iPad. They got little connectors. Yeah. You put the USB thing in. She's a wizard on the computer.
Just like run and do it.
She's you know? Run, girl.
Or like have him carry you
so
and do it.
I want to like send Beth next season an iPad mini and just have a sticky note on it that says for Felicity with like a heart.
I could send Beth a picture of an iPad. That's all I care for. Remember, we're doing this show for free, y'all.
No. But so, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know what I mean. I was like, what do you mean you can't leave? It's 2018, girl. Get yourself a laptop.
Yeah.
That was, again, that fight scene made me tense because of the smoke and stuff. And at first, I forgot that there were Argus people in there.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell who was getting shot or killed. Like, at one point, I thought someone on Team Arrow got shot. And I was like, kind of gasped. I was like, ah. And then, like, it had this, I thought, this great scene of why Oliver and Felicity work so well. Like, why Felicity is, why we all ship it so hard is because they have a good give and take, a good like, yin and yang, where we kind of had like Felicity saying, no, let me do this, it's fine, I got it. And for her wanting to like stay and get that encryption, and Oliver, again, like you were saying, Carolina, not angrily, but just kind of calmly was like, I'm gonna find another way.
Yeah.
Like, I but loved this is about, it. Yeah. I thought it was great
when he
how
picked
they
her
just,
up and carried her.
Yeah. That scene, was so pretty too. Like, it was like he was carrying her, and it was just like beautifully lit in the background with smoke. I was like,
he was like, I got you, Matt.
Good
and
scene.
Felicity, and I was like,
look at that man getting his woman.
Lisa Yasko says, Olivia, he could totally carry me. Amen, girl. Right.
Amen.
He could
girl.
Carry me to the end of the world.
Amen to the end of the world. Yeah. And so then. And I did kind of laugh. There was a fight scene where, like, Oliver, like, goes after Diaz when Diaz is at the top of the stairs. It did look kind of funny because Oliver was, like, running up the stairs. And Diaz just, like, went, kick. He just kicked him. Because what are you going to do?
I thought about the flea. Same thing. I was like, why is he running up, holding the railing towards
like,
him?
Like, shoot
he's
an arrow or something.
Kicked.
Yeah, pull him. Anyway. But they ended up blowing up the building, barely getting out in the nick of the time.
That blow-up scene killed me, by the way. They've blown up so many buildings.
So many.
Only this building blew up on the inside, and they're standing like 20 feet from the door and the fire and the debris.
It's coming.
And
they
just
blew up everywhere. Kind of.
No, they should have. He said they demolished that
building. I kind of
like
how it blew up in like
in
parts. Yeah. I thought it was real.
It felt real to me.
I liked
it. The end when they were like 20 feet from it looking at it, I was like, really?
Yeah.
It was.
How do we feel about the quadrant? How they just got wiped out?
Obviously, I forgot about them.
I feel like.
I mean, that kind of tells you.
Like, what happened there? What?
Oh, man. I was so positive on this episode. Olivia,
I just was bringing stuff up because I feel. He's taking it off.
No, but to me, I just feel like the quadrant has been. I hope they're not. Or they've got a really. Beth has got some work
now.
To do with the quadrant.
Are
we?
Are they? Or
so,
are they
the
just
biggest
the
crime organization ever? And Diaz just killed all of them in like a week.
Right, here's my question.
Right.
I spent like 3 episodes watching him try to get into the quadrant, trying to have to like kill all these people and do all these tasks to finally get in. And then you are able in what 1 episode to kill all the main players of the quadrant
and the lady that we love.
He said that. Oh, he remember he has Star City, but the quadrant had like
the world.
Yes,
and the Lazarus.
Like, wait, what? That
yeah.
I was so irritated by this.
But
episode.
The only thing I could think of is that because Mark is no longer going to be the showrunner, and it's being the torch is passed to Beth. Perhaps her plans for season 7 do not involve the quadrant.
But then why would you bring it up two episodes
before? Well, probably
because
they don't know. Did he know this was his last season to be the showrunner from the beginning?
I don't know from the beginning. Read about it.
Black Magic says the quadrant was supposed to be the Illuminati, and then he just stabs everybody and takes over. Like,
because you think about what they did with the League of Assassins.
Yeah.
It was much more of a slow burn. We really believe, like you said about creating a world, we believe that the League of Assassins is everywhere and we don't even know it. Mm-hmm. And with the quadrant, I'm like, oh, please. That's some guy named Gary and Leroy at a 7-Eleven.
Seriously.
You know
Which
what
is
I mean?
Right up Diaz's alley.
Exactly.
So maybe it makes sense.
Maybe it.
But I wrote that too about Diaz, I was watching this episode and I was thinking, and by the way, this was one of my favorite episodes. It's a great episode. Great. Yeah. I loved it. And I had a lot of love for Dina. I also want to shout out the actress, Dinah, because she had a great moment when Echo comes in, or not, sorry.
Curtis.
Curtis comes in. And she has that monologue where she's giving him the pep talk, and it was really beautiful. And I want to say that before we close out, because really beautiful moments, like great acting.
We'll give you shade on this show, but we'll give you light.
Yeah.
We'll give you both.
Light, I loved it.
Balance.
I have something about that, too, but it's going to be in my predictions. But I feel like, are y'all ready to move on to news or something?
No, I wanted to finish with my thoughts. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you finished.
I just wanted to include her before I said this.
Oh. Okay.
But we've all kind of been lukewarm on Diaz all season, and we haven't really been able to put our finger on it. And I feel like I put my finger on it tonight.
Okay, spill.
I said what I feel that we're missing in the threat with Diaz is because no one is really damaged. Not that I want more death, but nobody's really losing anyone who's vitally important to them. Like, they had this big fight tonight. Curtis had a little scuffle as Mr. Terrific, but then in the next episode, his makeup was flawless.
Because we see him kill people we don't care about. Like, the guy, the kid, the bully from school.
The guy he torched.
There's a lot of bullying. There's a lot of cyberbullying. There's a lot of blackmailing. But no one has really lost anything that cost them. And the only thing I can think of the season finale is that, you know.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Quentin.
Because, like, League of Assassins, still, like, they killed Black Canary.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like, nobody's lost somebody really close to them. Like, it would have even been interesting for them to bring on an auxiliary character that became a helper. And we lost them. Perhaps somebody young or somebody who was helping.
We're going to talk about predictions. Maybe they have.
But
maybe
he did do okay this episode, I think. I think he's finally, like, getting there for me, at least.
I'm still scared of him as a big bad. Even with the quadrant, he was like, ugh, knife in the throat.
He's getting better, but immediately I'm ready for him to die. So
we're almost there.
We're almost there, everybody. So, okay. So we've got, I mean, there's so many fan shout-outs that we got going on today. We've got, obviously, Ivan's was great. Black Magic, thank you. Everybody on CW shows fall in love quicker than high schoolers.
True.
It's true. We don't have time. We don't have time for it. We got to get to the action.
Lisa Yasko, hey.
Yes,
Blob is always up. Hey, guys.
Thank y'all so much again. We appreciate it. We love our watchers. Now, let's talk about some AfterBuzz news.
Oh, that was so good. What? You sounded good. Like the actual voiceover.
Oh, no, yeah. The news. And then we've got our bullseye. And then we've got predictions.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so,
news for today.
Yay! It's
this
actually
lady.
It's actually news and news, because I work at a news station.
Look
during
at that
the day.
Picture. If you're watching the podcast, we're looking at a picture of Olivia and Stephen Amell now.
So Stephen Amell came on today. He's talking about his Knocking Point wine. He was also talking about Arrow, the season finale and all that. But he was mostly talking about his Knocking Point wine that he makes. So he came on, I took a little pic with him. And we also, it was his birthday 2 days ago. So on the station where I work at, we brought him out a cake on set. So I think we have a quick little clip of that if we want to show
you. Oh, is it
going to
work?
Let's see.
She sent us a thing and I said, he has abs. He'll never eat cake.
he did say that.
He did, yeah.
I did say that.
Let's see.
It was on Tuesday. This keeps happening to me. People keep bringing me.
We can't help ourselves.
You just turned 37. It's a bit.
No, it's fine. Just one.
Keep those. Just one candle.
Okay.
You want to keep those?
One piece of cake. That's it.
Can you eat these?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Everything's edible.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. When was your birthday?
It was on Tuesday.
So yeah, it was his birthday. Happy birthday, Stephen, and thanks for coming on our show. It was awesome.
That is super cool.
That's cool.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Did you want to just ask him all things about Emily?
I did, but I got to keep it profesh. So
she,
I did.
She was good.
You know?
She chilled.
I did. I chilled
so
for
Olivia
once.
So Olivia can chill. And she
but like,
to chill.
Like you guys said, if today, it were Emily, if like you guys said, if it were Emily, I would have a restraining order.
That's
right
what
now.
Carolina said. Yeah.
I would be in handcuffs.
Yeah, she texts us, guess what, guys? And I was like, did you meet Emily? Is she currently at the courthouse as you text us getting a restraining order against you?
Would be a little true.
That would be true, unfortunately, for her.
True. So, did we have other news? I just want to make sure.
No, I mentioned it already.
Okay.
I just wondered about the showrunner.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, Ivan said he shaved his head again. Yes, his hair was very short.
He did shave his head again. Keep it profesh, yes.
Yeah. Also, he's the only person that can look so good in overhead lighting. Like, what
it's
is
true.
That? Is
he's
it because he's so tall?
Yeah.
And closer.
Oh my God.
It was his 37th birthday on Tuesday.
I gotta do way more with my life. Jesus. All right. What's your bullseye, everybody? Let's talk about what is your bullseye for this week. That's your bullseye noise, everybody. Anybody going first? Anybody?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Mine was really quick. It was just the moment where Curtis was in the bunker with all the new, with the whole team, and he said, "Can I just say it for one more time?" And they're like, "Yeah." And he said, "Suit up."
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was like, "Aw, that was my bullseye." Yeah. Cute.
Oh!
Okay. Yay!
I literally crapped more glitter. I went. I was like that laughing.
There's
guy
glitter from, on the floor. Yeah. He's not lying. It's
and
all
Olivia
over.
Joined yeah. you though. She joined you too. Like,
rainbow colored glitter. Well, like, for clarification.
Liberace just looked down from heaven and said, "That guy's gay." Okay. Linda Antwi, what is your bullseye?
Do you set me up like that all the time? Why? I need a minute. You should know that by now. Right, when you say something
bullseye.
Crazy,
Carolina, what's your bullseye?
All right, so my bullseye is actually Lila and Diggle when they were fighting, and he swung her around, and she's like, "I got it, babe," and then they kept swinging. I love that.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was
great. Very Mr. and Mrs. Smith, like she
so
said.
Good. Mr. Mrs. Smith, yes.
Yay!
Yes. Linda Antwi, what is your bullseye?
I'm going to choose Diaz when he said, "I was just coming to kill you. Guess you met me halfway." I thought that line was so corny, but
it was
really
good.
It was good.
Good comic book. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it pretty much. Yeah. All right.
Ooh. We're so dumb.
I feel so butch.
We are the dumbest.
We are the dumbest.
We are the dumbest, and I'm sorry to everybody. Go ahead.
Are you, though?
No,
this was another one. Sorry, not sorry.
Damn it, that was my bullseye. Oh, crap. Just took my bullseye. Well,
oh, no.
I guess I won't say it now. That was it.
Oh my
Linda
God.
Just took it.
Oh, Puddle Pirate Productions. Puddle Pirate Productions, hello. You wanted a shout out.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Puddle Pirates. Yeah, they put something there. We talked about their
Puddle Pirates. That's what the Navy calls the Coast Guard.
It is. Well, since I don't have a, let's talk about. I'm going to go first.
We're twins in the previous life.
You are. I'm going to go first with my predictions so y'all don't steal it. So can we talk about some AfterBuzz predictions?
Predictions. Ooh, that's a good note.
All right. So Linda's actually crying.
I am, because that was super funny.
Oh, Puddle Pirate
was in the
Coast Guard.
Hey, Puddle, thank you for your service. We appreciate that so much. That's a big deal.
You don't thank me every week.
Were you in the military?
I was in the Navy.
You were? Thank you. I didn't know that.
I don't really.
She
no,
said,
really. Thank you.
You don't thank me every week.
Every week. Jesus. Every time I see you. I'm just going to text you on Tuesday and just thank you for saying it.
Right. Every week.
That's awesome. You're a warrior woman.
That's funny.
It. All right. Let's talk about AfterBuzz prediction. So my prediction is it's actually about Dinah. Because Dinah had this moment where she was giving Curtis this great advice and saying, "Don't do what I did. Don't be a vigilante." I think, I don't know if we're going to have a double death because we already know about somebody who's going to pass away. But I think she's either going to die or for sure she's leaving the show. Just because I felt like...
This season? Like, that's it?
I kind of think so. Or maybe because I feel like, why would they... She has not thought logically and clear-headed this whole entire season.
Kind of, though, this last... Like, when she was talking to Curtis.
I feel like ever since she went back to work, when she started working
again. Let the man finish
his
thought.
But she's been kind of, like, also aggro-emotional this whole season. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they do this a lot in TV shows, where the person will have, like, a moment of clarity, and they're like, "Oh, I'm a better person now." And then, like, she'll sacrifice herself. Or, you know, everybody, it struck me, too, that in the beginning of the episode, everybody was with their family and with somebody and has somebody to go home to, but not her.
Yeah, it's true.
So I kind of think she might kick it. Anyway, what are y'all's predictions?
Well, you guys let us know if you have predictions in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time they go, I'll be able to read some of them. I mean, mine is pretty mundane. I just, when we saw the flash forward, I guess, for next week's episode, and Laurel said, "I'm going to kill you," I think that is going to be the moment that Lance gets killed. Mm-hmm. And then she sees it, and then that makes her turn around, come back, and then she's going to be like a main character again. But for good.
Still think that's disrespectful of Black Canary.
I agree with you on that one, but my prediction is that Mark has warned us it's going to be an ambiguous ending, and I think that we're going to be kind of left open-ended with things in the air, and perhaps we'll see a return of a more traditional Team Arrow for season 7.
Linda and Twee.
What's the FBI lady's name again?
Watson. We didn't talk about Watson. That was a good line Watson had at the end.
What do you think? We have to talk about her.
You get it. So Watson says at the end, just so you know, Watson, who we've been saying, where is she? And she showed up. Oliver tells her, I'm the Green Arrow. And she's like, two things. And she's like, first say the words. And he said, I'm the Green Arrow. And she said, and the truth will set you free. And then he said, what's the second thing? And they paused.
What is the second thing?
I don't know what the second thing is. Why I'm bringing that up is because I think that she is going to be the key to what brings down the big bad.
So not Anatoly.
Or she is Team Diaz. And it's going to be like,
I don't think she's Team Diaz. I don't think she is.
Yeah, but we haven't seen her for most of the season. But why is she all the way back again?
Yeah. But what does that mean for him? Can he get double jeopardy and get tried again?
No.
So now,
for her to know, after all this, she wanted to know that he was a Green Arrow. Yeah. So after all this, her knowing, she better be Team Arrow.
She better.
Because that could just be a hot mess.
Puddle Pirate Production says, I think Laurel will leave but come back time to time. Next season.
Blob says, I predict that Quentin doesn't die because they've telegraphed it so much. Plot twist. I don't know how they get rid of him.
That would be kind of amazing if they didn't do that. I know, but they were saying with all the press, if actually they were like,
no. Or if he didn't die, but I think he's saying like, or she, whoever. I don't remember the name. But if they were like, if he was leaving but not getting killed off. Like he was just like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to go move, you know, like something weird like that.
Ooh, somebody thinks Watson, Cliff Washington thinks Watson said, I think she will make Oliver tell the world.
I don't know. What does that achieve for
I don't know. They, and Puddle Pirate also thinks that they might be setting up Watson to be kind of the big pain in Oliver's butt for next season.
That's what I was just saying to you guys.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
so.
Like, who knows?
Maybe.
The truth will set you free. Why is that important to be number 2?
I took that as like, I think she's going to help him and be
that's
on his side.
That's what I took it as.
That's what I think.
That's what I took it as.
Because she's saying, I'm going to free, like, that's all I needed to know, because she probably secretly wanted to help him all along.
She did not want to help him.
What if she's actually a superhero?
What superhero would she be?
There's tons of DC superheroes. Pick one. Yeah.
She could be any of them.
Pick one.
Just pick a DC. Throw superheroes around. You have to come up with a theory for who you think she'll be. Listen, Ginger.
Maybe she'll be the new Black Canary. They keep having so many. Maybe they'll kill Laurel. They'll finally have a Black Canary. They should.
We are so done today.
We're so done today. We gotta wrap this show up, everybody. Hey, we love you guys so much. Yes. You literally are the best panel in the world. We appreciate your comments so much. And tell everybody where they can find us.
Guys, Linda and Twee is so girly. That is super funny. Linda is so girly all across social media. We love hearing from you. You guys were very active last week. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. Carolina.
Hey, guys. I'm Carolina Benetti. You can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti and Instagram at LinaBean113. And if you go on there, you'll see that I'm in a show next week. So if you're in LA, come see me.
Yay. I'm going to try to go. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Olivia Di Bortoli. And hit me up on Twitter. We're going to talk about it, and I'll jump in the comments, too.
All right. And you can find me. I'm the Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R. And I just, and I know. Oh, and it means peace. I just got that. Oh,
thank you.
Actually, it means 2 things. If you're British, if you do it the wrong way, it means up your bum.
Oh, hey, I'm into that, too. So.
No! You know.
We'll see you next week. Hey, by the way, I'm going to be on Modern Family next Wednesday. Watch the episode. You'll see my one line. All right, everybody. Tag us at AfterBuzz TV. And we'll see you next week. We got to go chill. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Mad chill!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.